All right, let's go to Angela in San Diego. And her daughter apparently has injured her wrist and leg. Are you there, Angela?
I am.
How you doing?
Great. You've helped Sarah, and you've helped me, and you've helped Katie in the Torrance office. And I don't know if you remember our family. We all came up there, and we have a whole pantry of Premier Research Lab products.
Good.
So here's the deal. Katie had a rollerblading accident.
Ooh, yep.
And on Monday, 3:30, so she fractured her left leg
in
two places, left arm in two places. She had to be reduced, meaning they had to pull it in line.
Yep.
They had to give her ketamine, a very strong drug.
Yep.
She's pretty clean body, pretty healthy family.
How old is she?
12 years old.
Okay, good.
About 80 pounds. And she, by the way, just as an aside, 9 months old, she broke something. 18 months old, she broke something. And 3 years old, she broke something. And allopathy had nothing to say to me except that they were flukes.
Oh, boy.
But I looked into that through some holistic doctor before we knew you. And he said that she needed essential fatty acids every day because she's not, even though she's getting a great diet, she's not getting the minerals aren't getting to her bones.
Okay.
So she didn't have a problem with her bones. They weren't, you know, traditional medicine couldn't tell us there was anything wrong with her bones. There weren't. I got everything tested traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
But he felt like we needed to fortify her diet, and this particular child needs the essential fatty acids daily. So we haven't had any problems since, and she took a pretty gnarly fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, from, you know, she just fell the wrong way on herself, and it got all twisted up.
Well, the first thing, Angela, you want to work on here is to make sure a child that this active has adequate salt, because the salt is what the body uses to hold water in the fluid reservoir. It's also what the body uses to digest food and to get the minerals out of the food, because the chloride fraction of the salt is used to make hydrochloric acid. Okay, so you want to test this, and you can do it real easily. As long as you got good, healthy kidney function, you can just taste the perspiration off the outer edge of either shoulder, in where the arm starts off the shoulder, right there. It should taste slightly salty. Now, the face, head, and neck will be salty to the moment you die from salt deficiency, but the shoulder is the outer arm there. Near the shoulder is the most sensitive. So you want that to always have a slight salt taste. If it doesn't, have her go on 1 or 2 teaspoons per day till she gets a salt taste. Then have her cut down, usually at age 12, 1 teaspoon a day is plenty. This will help her to have great bowel movements. It'll help her to absorb minerals, and it will help across the board. The next thing we got to do is get some pH paper and pH Trio. And what I did with my kids so they never spent a day sick in bed was I used to open the closet door and I'd mark their height on a Sunday, the fourth Sunday of every month. Okay? Whether it was 5 or more Sundays, the fourth Sunday of every month, I would check their height. And if they ever were more than a half inch change, I knew the minerals were probably going to have a big challenge, and I was going to need to up their mineral intake. So this way I could prevent chapped lips, and I could prevent the bone cracking and popping, and hopefully I succeeded. I never had a bone break with the kids, even though they had some pretty nasty falls. So you want to check this. These two things got to be in place, but now to promote the best healing for the body, you're going to need nucleotides. And she weighs about 80 pounds, so I'd guess that she would need about 2 per meal, and you want to do that probably for a good 4 weeks, okay, to promote the best healing. Also, these many breaks she's had, have you Medi-Body-packed these so that you could erase these interference fields?
No.
Okay, you need to do that. It's also possible, we don't know it, but it's possible that there may be a kidney or a parathyroid issue which predisposes her to weaker bones. And if you take her to a QRA practitioner, they would be able to do a bone metabolism screen and see if the kidney or parathyroid would be an issue. Typically, in parathyroid, at her body size, 1 teaspoon of nano green tea would bring it on, and kidney, 1 kidney per meal would bring it on. But you don't want to do that, because what you want to do instead is have her tested. If she needs these things, then you want to find the scar traumas, the interference fields that are sedating kidney or parathyroid, erase those so you don't need to keep giving her something extra. In other words, you want 21st century nutrition. Okay? All right.
Okay, well, so the fact that she's been on Vicodin and we're trying to wean her off of that, where it was every 4 hours, now it's every 8 hours.
Well, many people say that when the body gets the nutrition like nucleotides, the pain disappears. So you certainly want to support the body's special needs for repair and see what happens. Okay? That's where I'd be going right away. And I know you're in San Diego. We got a number of excellent QRA practitioners there. Liza's quite good. There's Dr. Joni LeBay. There's a number of excellent people there.
What about bone? And so you're saying take her and she's casted right now. Should I wait till
Not a problem. No, she can still be tested right through the cast.
Okay,
not
so
a problem.
What about bone and joint? I've been given
Well, she may need that, see, and that
right now
would,
it's guessing.
That's right, and she may need that as well, and certainly it's not going to hurt, maybe 2 per meal, because it does, you know, help the body have the best response for the entire process that relates to the healing, okay?
So you said for kidney, 1 kidney per meal.
Per meal, and maybe a teaspoon of the nano green tea for the parathyroid, yep.
A teaspoon of the nano green tea.
Mm. And then get her on maybe 2 bone and joint complex per meal. And see if that doesn't help her. As the body gets this nutrition, she can knit up faster and may not need to use as much painkiller. And, of course, Vicodin, its mode of action is through kidney, so it's kind of rough on the kidney. So as long as she's doing that, you may need 2 kidney per meal.
2 kidney per meal.
Okay.
And then can I go to the QRA practitioner?
Yeah, and then they'll test her from scratch. Okay, and then remember when you go, you don't take anything the day before, so they get a nice clean slate reading as to what's needed, and they can do 2 phases. First, go through the nutrition and figure out what she needs right now, and then secondly, go through the biofield to find the scar traumas. She's got breaks from 9 months, 18 months, 3 years, and now 12, and she may have other scar traumas that you may know about. But I'll tell you, one of the real biggies is finding and mudpacking the vaccinations, because they're such a devastating interference field.
No vaccinations with this child.
Well, Mom,
she's my 4th born, so by the time I had her, I was with it.
Mom is very smart. Okay, good deal.
So no, that's why it surprises me that those things happen.
Well, you see, there may be something else. She might have had a fall when she was a small child and whacked her tailbone. And that tailbone could be reflexing to a kidney and may have created a state where the body can't build bones as hard and solid as it would like to. Okay?
Yeah.
So you want to take a look at that. Good talking to you. I'm glad we're able to help your family, and we'll certainly be rooting for her, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.